Okay, so it was senior year of high school. In my bedroom at home, I have like a balcony off my bedroom. It's like a little like deck, and I'm on the second floor. And I come home from sleeping over my friend's house. It was after prom, and I'm in my room getting ready to go. I look out of my balcony, and there's a pineapple on my balcony. I'm like, that's weird, because my room is in the back of the house, so you need to go through a fence into my backyard, onto my deck, to get the pineapple up there to the second floor somehow. And that's like, this is weird, so I call my brothers in. I'm like, Ben, did you put this here? And he's like, no, I didn't. Brody didn't put it there. And I call my mom, and I'm like, Mom, like, there's a pineapple on my balcony. And she's like, what do you mean? I'm like, come look. And I show her, and it's on my balcony, and it's bizarre. And she was like, oh, Bale, don't touch it. Like, you don't know what that is. Like, I don't know what she thought it was going to be. But I did. I looked at it, and I just investigated, and it was like a normal pineapple. I thought that was weird, and but my friends do things like that all the time. Like, we, like, send each other weird things in the mail, and just, like, you know, mess with each other. But I couldn't get any of them to admit to putting the pineapple on my balcony, which is bizarre, because usually jokes don't last too long, because it's not like they're good liars, and it just things like this usually are resolved. But no one ever fessed up, and like a month goes by, and I don't sleep at home again. I come back, and there's another pineapple on my balcony. And so I like check this one out, and this time I like cut it open, see if someone, you know, hid something inside, if it's like normal through and through, and it totally was. And now at this point, I don't know if the same person who put the first one there put this one, or if it's a new person, because now I've told so many people about it. Over the next like couple of months, I get more pineapples just delivered to my residence, and no one will fess up to putting them there. And eventually, that was the summer after my senior year of high school. So I go to college, I go to Tufts, and it's my freshman year, and I'm sitting in my dorm room. And it's like 2 weeks into freshman year, so I don't really know anyone. But I'm hanging out with my roommate, who's actually just here. And we hear a rustle at the door, and we like thought it was the wind, like some cross breeze. And we just ignore it. And then eventually she goes to go to the bathroom, and she comes back and she's like, oh, Bailey, did you like let someone borrow a book? Like someone left this at our door. And it's like a drawstring backpack. And I take the backpack from her, and I feel it. And I'm like, Con, this is a pineapple. Like, there's a pineapple in here. And she's like, what do you mean? I'm like, it's absolutely a pineapple. And I pull it out, and it's a pineapple. And this is 2 weeks into my freshman year in a different state. I'm from New York and in Massachusetts, and I don't know anyone else who goes to school in Boston. And I hadn't told anyone besides Con about this, besides my roommate, about this whole scenario. And I really can't imagine how the person got in my dorm, because you need a key to get a card to get into the dorm. And you would need to know what room I was in. I was on the third floor. And so I was never able to find out who put that there. Yeah, and since then, I think to date, I've received 7 or 8 pineapples. They've slowed down a bit. Haven't gotten many recently, but pretty weird. I never told my mom about the one in college, because I'm afraid she would have called the cops. Never resolved. I have no idea. It's kind of exciting. I mean, it's pineapples. It's not like... Of all things, I feel like they're not very malicious.